Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Ich bin der von Klon und Unstein Heidea.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. I feel all right, y'all. Won't the Lord do it? Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he give you joy in
this? Isn't what you heard?
Won't he give you hope for tomorrow?
Then you weren't at a black church.
Won't he, won't he? Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Somebody scream. Somebody shout. Because he's able to pick you up. I know I'm qualified. Infection on my throat.
Did that sound like what it was, John?
That did not sound.
Did you catch the Holy Ghost?
I did catch the Holy Ghost, but I didn't catch it that way. I caught it. I had a nice time.
I'm sure
it was
you
a,
did.
It was a good mass.
Black churches are fun. I grew up going to black churches, and as soon as this happened, and it happens almost all the time at the end of the sermon, and I just tune out because if everyone's doing it at the same time, this is performative. Every minister is doing the same thing at the same time at the end of the sermon. You all get caught up with that and start doing this. I'm out.
Well, this is the culminate. It's called a crescendo, Dale. It's the crescendo towards the end of the service.
I understand, but he's putting on a show. And if they're all doing the same thing, come on.
Are you going to tithe and pay up for a super boring one? No. You're going to come up out the pocket a little bit harder for somebody who's putting on a show.
This is a different guy, by the way.
It's been rough for you. I see you in the spirit, but the devil is a lie. I'm talking to some prayer warriors. You've been praying, but look like ain't nothing happened. But the devil is a lie.
This is a compilation of the best sermon closings from great preachers, and they all sound the same way.
Well,
you better get out of my face.
It's tried and true. Tried and true, Del. Yeah,
tried and true.
Okay.
Putting on a show.
No.
Yeah, you have to put on a show.
No, you
put
don't.
On a show.
No,
yes,
you, don't.
You do.
No, you don't.
You do. If you want to, like I said, let me tell you something. Those suits don't pay for themselves.
Oh,
you
see?
Got to put on a little bit of a show.
See?
The Catholic Church, it's just you wear your vestments and you wear your. It's not. It's pretty much. And it's not. Let me tell you, it's not always exciting. Have you ever heard a Catholic priest, well, until the other day, do anything like that?
He's a bright in the morning star.
I'm just
He's
clicking different of parts of the 17-minute video, and it's the same thing.
Superlative and sovereign majesty. Exclusive and spiritual beauty. Radiant.
It's not that.
Splendor.
No, it's not that.
I learned very early.
No, that's not getting anyone paid.
I've learned very early. When this started, we're wrapping it up. And make it quick, please.
I'll just tell you.
I got football to go home and watch.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. We can't do 90 minutes plus. It's just not. That's just not tenable.
Let's just do that. Let's get Ryan in here.
Look
that's
at
not
everyone.
How it sounded. That's not how it sounded.
Buddy. Oh, well. Then,
didn't sound like that.
Then you need a real experience.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, good morning, Mike Mitchell. what's going on? Hey, I want to say, Johnny G, man, I appreciate you speaking out for Whitey and being a face of the cause.
Is this what you want?
I really appreciate that. I want to talk about the no-hitter last night. And it's a little bit more special because it was a complete no-hitter, not a combined no-hitter. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think a one-man no-hitter is better, yes.
Yeah, because you got to get through the fatigue.
Yeah. No. It is definitely a greater achievement than a six-man, yeah. I mean, when you got to come in for one inning and get three outs and you didn't give up a hit, okay. Six guys, completing a no-hitter is a one-man no-hitter is much better. Absolutely. Chris wants to talk about my experience at the Black Church. What do you say, Chris?
No, listen, I wasn't going to call in. I'm sitting here cracking up. So this past weekend, I'm watching TV. My wife's out with her friends, and I got the kids. And Tropic Thunder comes on. And as you guys are talking about this, I'm wondering if you went Robert Downey Jr. on us. And if you guys remember the scene where the actual black guy in that movie confronts Robert Downey Jr. acting like the black guy. If you guys can find that, it's hilarious. So that's what it made me think of as John possibly trying to, picturing John trying to fit in with the crowd and maybe move like some of the folks move. Anyway, it cracked me up sitting here listening to you guys talk about it. I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks. Yeah, we had a thing that took us a break for a while where he goes, "We people," and the black guy goes, "What do you mean, we people?" That's from Tropic Thunder.
Oh, it is.
Or "You people," whatever it was. Yeah,
I like it. I like how the caller act like that's brand new. He rubs his
forearm.
Just earlier today, he just said it was a tough day for him and Angel Reese and Flage and Juju Watkins. He uses that all. What are you talking about? I wonder if anyone's ever called. He does that all the time. Now, he didn't do it in that church, I bet.
I bet you he didn't. John Stupid.
Who are you texting?
Who are you texting,
nothing,
John?
Nothing. I've got a problem, that's all.
I know.
I've got a problem.
You've got some big problems.
I got some big problems. I didn't act like Robert Downey Jr. I didn't paint my face black. None of that. Okay? I didn't do any of those things. Okay?
You didn't do that to go to church?
No. I didn't do that to go to church. Mark has an experience at a black church. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. So some years ago, I was working with a community group to pass a school bond election. So I was going out talking to civic clubs and things like that, trying to get out the vote. And a friend of mine said, "Hey, you need to come talk to my church on Sunday." So I went, showed up, and he was an African-American guy. So I go to church, and they usher me in. They sent me right down in the front. Pastor starts up the service and says, "We got someone here, special guest today." So they invite me up. I talk about the bond election. Everybody needs to get out and vote, support our kids. So I can't just leave right after that, you know. So I sit down in the front, so we'll go through the service, and along comes the time for pass the collection plate. So I'm right there in the front. They pass the collection plate to me, so I dig in, you know, and I hit the plate pretty hard. So the plate makes its way through the congregation. It gets back to the front. Pastor looks down the collection plate and goes, "Oh, no, 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 this is not going to work here." Brothers, they pass the collection plate around three times. The third time, I put in pocket lint, I put change, I put a peppermint in there, I'm running out. So afterwards, my buddy goes, "Man, I forgot to tell you, you got to go light on the first couple of passes when they pass the collection plate around." So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you.
No.
It was something else.
Yeah. Well, they did have a couple of collections.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that was going to happen. But they do that at all the churches.
First collections for this, next collection.
And you know what? The second collection always gets ripped off. Always, always, always. It's way more in the first collection.
Why don't they just do the Venmo thing? Hey, the church's Venmo is this.
Wouldn't that be easier for people? At this point, it's performative to give.
Yeah.
Because you can actually do stuff online. But then if people don't know, like, don't you feel sometimes when you grab the plate, you grab the little basket, and you're like, I do it online. Before you hand it to somebody, I do a monthly thing online. So I actually give way more than most.
No, I don't do that.
I give way more than this five that some people. So
yeah,
I don't want you to think negative of me, but.
Yeah. Well, I always give cash.
You're a cash guy.
And the guy, you know, you got any proof that you gave this much to the church?
What?
No, I give cash.
Yeah, you don't.
For taxes.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, no, I give cash. He goes, it's
You write checks. You got it.
Okay, can you please get some kind of way? Because we have to tell the government. That
yeah, you're
you gave
a dying
this.
Breed.
Do we have some proof?
You live. You still live a cash life. You're a dying breed.
Yeah. Well, I will say this. They brought up a lot of cash on Sunday to the front.
Easter, it is Easter Sunday.
The big basket was getting filled up now with those little baskets.
Look, I know the experience. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been in a place where they passed it around a second time because they were unhappy with the first one. I haven't been in one of those places.
Hey,
what are you guys doing?
Let's pick it up.
No. I've never heard of that. Oh, no, we're not going to. What we're not doing is this soft-ass first pass.
Let's take a break. Roz, we're going to get you on the other side. We'll get back to Astros baseball as they win their first game 10-0 with a no-hitter. Right now, it's give me the VIN.com time. That's not easy to say. What I'm saying is John Clay Wolf's going to buy your car. John Clay Wolf's going to give you more for your car. John Clay Wolf says it's a piece of metal. Why? Okay, it does maybe has some sentimental value for you. Or if you're going to, you're selling it to your kids or your nephew or niece or your neighbor who needs the car and you want to take some money off, that's fine. That's nice. That's nice of you. You want to get less for your vehicle? Okay. But other than that, why? Why would you take less for your vehicle? Why would you, that's fine. I'll just take that amount of money. No. Go in, if you're going to sell it to the dealership, go into the dealership knowing what you can get for it. And if the dealership is way short of what John Clay Wolf is selling for, hey, listen, I'm going to go through John Clay Wolf, but he's going to go through the dealership too. So all the taxes for the new vehicle that you're buying, it's all copacetic. It's all easy. And John Clay Wolf will do that, okay? But he also, listen, he says this. I'm going to buy your car. I'm going to show up at your doorstep with a check right away. I'm going to give you that money now. You're going to get that money now. So you want to sell your car, do it the easiest way and do it where you're going to get the most for it, and that's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Big night for our team last night. No-hitter. A couple homers from Yiner. A couple homers from Kyle Tucker. And we really, really... Okay.
How about Jake?
How about Jake? Yeah.
How about the fact that Jake is getting... Every time Jake even gets a hit, I get tweets about, is your dad doing okay?
Right.
Stuff like that.
Jake looks good. Okay. Through five games of the season, what concerns you most?
It's too early for me to be concerned about anything. I just want to see probably the it's probably Fromber and a little bit. Like Fromber, you have to depend on. Fromber and Presley. Their performance is concerns me a little bit.
Middle relief is, I think Presley would probably work it out. Here's the deal with Presley, though. Listen, when Presley had a 3-run lead going into the ninth inning, he was almost going to surely give up two.
Yeah, he had a lot of Presley saves.
He did not have a lot of clean innings when he had multiple.
Presley saves for sure.
When he had a 1-run lead, I mean, maybe you get a runner or two on, but for the most part, he got through it. Maybe this new role, he's not nearly as focused as he was as, a guy who had to come in and put out the fire right now. Yeah. This is a lot less, I don't want to say stressful because the big league, getting big league hitters out and even in the fourth or fifth or seventh inning, whatever the case may be, it's not the same as when the game is on the line in the ninth inning. It's just not the same. And maybe his focus isn't nearly as good when he's not the guy. That was the case with wasn't that the case with who punched himself in the face?
Ken Giles. Yeah.
Ken Giles.
Who punched himself in the face?
Ken Giles. It was the same with him.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a save situation, Ken Giles was not nearly as good. So that is something we have to watch this year. Maybe Presley isn't going to be the same guy coming in the seventh that he is in the ninth. That's a possibility.
But he's been there before. He's been an eight. He's been a setup man and been fine.
Fromber was not the same guy last year.
Fromber is the one probably that really concerns me, because this issue with walking, because it happened early in his career. Then he had a nice run, and then last year it wasn't quite the same in the second half of the year, and just didn't seem like the same Fromber despite the no-hitter. And so, yeah, I would say the Fromber stuff is like, it's too early to be concerned pretty much about anything, but except unless there's leftover stuff from last year. And Fromber's leftover. And that's what bothers me a little bit.
Kyle Tucker was leftover, you know, for his postseason.
But he's got a long run, extended run.
Yes.
I'm less.
Well, Fromber's got a nice run, too.
But he had a really good year.
Fromber was 12-11 last year after 17-6 and 11-6.
Yeah, Fromber is decent.
Fromber had a 3.45, which is his highest since 2000.
And what about the whip?
2020.
Did the whip hit 1.2 last year for him or no?
The whip last year.
Walks and hits per nine innings
pitched. Pitched is down here.
It was like a 1.9. Well,
his whip was 2.08.
No.
His whip was 2.08 last year.
No, that's not right.
Oh, no. It's point. No, last.
No.
2023 was postseason. That was his postseason.
Yeah.
Expanded pitching. His whip, I don't know.
You just got to get out of the postseason and go to the regular season.
Yeah.
It's a drop down up at the top. But anyway, I want to say it's like 1.19, somewhere around there. And that's really because he's putting too many men on base with the walks. I love the fact that he can get himself out of issues with double plays. But Fromber really can't just nibble. He's got to challenge a few more hitters.
1.13.
Okay. That's not terrible.
That's not terrible. No, it's actually better than it was the year before.
Yeah. So I've
But Fromber, he had a 3.45 ERA.
But the problem
the year
is,
before when he was 17-6, he was getting out of jams.
No, he didn't give up home runs. Go look, he gave up 7 for the year. What did he give up last year? A lot more home runs. You can walk and let men on base if you're not giving up home runs. He gave up home runs last year. That was the big difference. He gave up 7 the year before. Last year, he got smacked around with home runs.
19.
Yeah, I mean, that's the difference. It's almost 3 times.
11 the year before and 12 the year before that. So, yeah. No, he needs to. Yeah, well, and he's a sinker ball pitcher. Hey, listen, in game one, he got himself out of jams with double plays. It seemed like every inning until he didn't. And
you can't rely on that.
No, you can't.
It'll get you eventually.
It did get him eventually. And it's gotten him plenty. He always, even his great year when he set the record for most quality complete starts, quality starts, he still had a lot of games where he gave up a 3-spot in one inning and then shut him down the rest of the innings. He tends to have one inning where he blows up. Well, you know, you can't live like that. And he couldn't live like that last year, and it cost him. And it cost him in game one. I'm concerned about Fromber. But you know what? With JV coming back after throwing 52 pitches, you know, we don't have to depend on Fromber being the ace this year. If he's back and if Javier pitches the way that he did in his first game, you know, Javier needs to step up a big time too this year. So I'm not worried about this season. I am a little worried about Fromber, though. He doesn't look like the same guy that he was in when he was a Cy Young contender.
That's going to be the key. I mean, for me, it's all about just throwing more strikes and keeping the ball down. And, you know, he's got to be willing to throw some fastballs. But if he locates, he's fine. If he locates, he's fine. He just can't afford to get himself. I mean, you can't walk 6 batters.
No.
You can't do that. He's not a guy who's going to get raked all over the yard. But if you are getting people, if people are getting on base through walks, all of a sudden, those home runs, you give up a few more home runs, they turn into 3-run homers. You know, he gave up 7. That was incredible. 25, 26, whatever it was, consecutive quality starts. That's really, you know, it used to be quality starts. We kind of make fun of that because there's not much you had to do. We thought 6 innings, 3 runs, that's a 4.5 ERA. Now, getting to 6 innings is no guarantee for any pitcher. And so what Fromber did was really incredible, but it was in large part because he didn't give up home runs. And he's going to walk some people. He doesn't like to give in, and that's admirable. Some of the best pitchers of all time didn't like to give in and let you – you know, some of the pitchers we think of, like Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox. Those teams were famous for not giving it. Like, you're not going to get a hitter's pitch. The difference is, though, you've got to, well, A, the strike zones are tighter now than they used to be, and then B, you just, every once in a while, you have to learn how to make a two-strike pitch or a three-ball pitch so that you put the ball in play and give your defense a chance, because you can't keep walking this many, because these home runs are going to get you.
26 in a row, but he had a lot of them. Two earned runs, three earned runs, two, one, two, three, 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 two, 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 three, three, two, two. He had a lot of outings where he gave up that right at three and six innings pitched.
Yeah.
And seven innings pitched. So he did. He had a lot of big innings that he had given up. You're right. Now you put runners on with walks, and it just is a kid. Now those, you're having multiple big innings as opposed to just one that he was doing before. Chris has got a church story. What do you say, Chris?
Good morning, guys. I've got a once-in-a-lifetime church story. My best friend growing up, his grandfather was a preacher, and his grandfather passed away, and I was a freshman in college. I came down to attend the service in a little small town, and when I arrived, of course, the church was packed, and I was the only white guy in the whole place. What I didn't realize is that every minister in the whole county showed up to give a sermon. And so this thing was lasting for hours and hours. And then finally this one guy came up, and right off the bat, he stood up and looked dead at me and said, "Son, you've been sinning. You've not been doing right. You know, Reverend Hawkins went to heaven because he lived a righteous life, but you are not living a righteous life." And he grabbed a chair, put it center stage, and says, "Now's the time. You need to come up and accept Jesus Christ in front of everybody right here today." And I was shocked, of course. But this guy would not give in. He kept going and going. It's probably about 20 minutes just looking dead at me, trying to get me to come up on stage. And, you know, me and my friend joked for years now that this guy was out to make himself a legend, because if he could get the scrawny white boy to come up and profess his love for Jesus right in front of the crowd, he would go down in history. But finally, he wore out. I didn't go up, but you know, I joked with my friend, you know, I had a thought of going up there like Blues Brothers style, maybe doing a couple of cartwheels or something, you know. So maybe I could go down in history instead of a minister. But
chair waiting for
you.
Yeah,
yeah. It was a battle of wills, and finally he gave in. But it was quite the experience.
Why don't you love Jesus? Why didn't you go up and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Huh?
Yeah, I was not quite as bold back in those days as I am now. So, you know,
you would have done it today. You do it right now.
Yeah. Today, absolutely, man. Yeah. I wouldn't hesitate. You know, but you know, being 19, I just didn't have it. You know.
Yeah. Well,
Sharon, distinctive in supernatural capacity, superlative in sovereign majesty, exclusive in spiritual beauty.
He's got bars.
Radiant in eternal splendor. Matchless in supernal deity.
Woo!
He's the God of gods. He's the Prince of princes. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the bright in the morning star. Is there anybody here who knows my Jesus? Is there anybody here who knows my Lord? If the Lord opened doors for you, come on, help me praise him.
I love that.
The place.
That's
go.
Not the experience I got, but I love that.
You got to find one this Sunday. Instead of, can we do a tour? Can we follow you around?
A black church tour?
Tour black churches.
Ooh,
in
make
the
it
city?
A Netflix special.
If we want, hey,
like someone feed Phil.
I look like everybody else there.
Nah, it'll be different for you.
No. You ever seen that show? There's someone feed Phil or
we
whatever.
Need
Phil is hungry.
We need the Lance.
No, you.
You. No.
You've already started.
I don't stand out there.
Yes, yeah. You do.
No.
Gray beard, you stand out.
Oh, no. There were a lot of gray beards.
Although you got it trimmed up a little bit. Today.
You take Wendy along, blonde wife with you. Oh. You walk through the church.
Yes, and yes. The blonde girl's here. We got a snow bunny in the back guy. Pouring a nice glass of milk.
No.
Yes.
We're not doing a Netflix documentary on black churches, whitey and black churches.
You visiting the black churches.
You get paid so much.
Just you visiting black churches and your experience. Like Dave Portnoy has his pizza reviews.
Yeah,
how you come
black
on,
church
black
review?
Church review.
You exit the church and give us your review. You know the numbers that would do.
Black
you know,
church would do tremendous.
Here's the problem: he orders ahead and it's ready for him.
Yeah.
When he gets there.
What do you mean? All you gotta do is walk into the church.
No, but black church is too long. Can't walk out. Okay.
Well, you just walked out of
sit
one.
Sit in the back.
I did sit. We did sit in the back, and it's
to
still...
make a quick exit. Sit in the back, John. No,
we did sit in the back.
Pre-start the car.
I see your snow bunny.
Look out in the back. Let the girl come up to the front.
No, no, no. We ain't.
You
no.
stay back there. She comes up here. Before you know, like, Wendy, hey, don't go.
Where have you gone?
Where are you going? You can praise the Lord from this back pew.
That's breaking here.
Someone's how about you went to kind of a black church?
No, it was a black church.
Kind
of. Definitely a black church.
But you didn't get all the stuff. I went to Steve Harvey and Monique, and I got front row tickets because his manager gave us tickets. And I'm walking, and I'm walking. Now, this is back in the day. And I'm walking. I'm like, oh, boy. I don't know where these tickets are, but I sure am going up very close to the stage. Very close.
Too close.
And Monique found me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Whitey's here. John Daspit is here right now.
John Daspit is... Actually, John Daspit has been to plenty of black churches. And he does stuff with Selvin Young, former Longhorn running back. They do bike drops, turkey drops. He does a lot of stuff in the communities. And John helps people who are in poor communities a lot of times as a personal injury lawyer because they're the ones who will be in more dangerous jobs in some instances where and there's not a lot of people who are in harder jobs don't realize that some of the jobs due to the negligence of the employer, you may be put into a position where you are badly hurt. I know he's handled refinery blasts, offshore incidents, but just standard workplace incidents, out in the roadways if you are hurt. You need to have someone who understands, who's on your side and who understands that you are going to have to deal with substantial hospital bills in many cases, physical therapy. Sometimes it requires surgery. There's been many people who have lost lives, and John's had to fight for the families so that they get the compensation that they have coming to them. Your pain and suffering is worth plenty to John. It may not be worth much to an insurance company or even to, you know, a workplace that's trying to squeeze you. But for John, he's going to fight for you. And his lawyers, that's what they do. That's why he has so many lawyers, so they can give you the proper amount of time. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm fighting for you. And he is personally going to pursue justice for the injured. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, we got to pretty much everything today. But we didn't get to... Vontae Davis's death.
Yeah.
Crazy. Or 35 years old.
Indianapolis Colts and some other place he was, because I remember he quit in the middle of a game.
Well, he quit with the Bills, right?
Yeah, he was with the Bills.
But he started
with the Colts. It was the second week of the season, and watching some of the guys talk about it, they were like, dude, why did you go through camp? Why did you do all this and you quit during the second game of the season at halftime? And he was telling the coaches, yeah, I'm done.
Was there a roster bonus involved?
Maybe
it was just, I don't want to do this anymore. But he left at halftime. At halftime. He just said, I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, that's crazy. And he died and they don't know.
I haven't heard anything, yeah.
Yeah, we haven't heard any of the reason yet, but... It just is. It's 35. Man, that dude is just too young. Vernon Davis's brother, the big tight end.
Yeah.
But he's best known for just quitting at halftime. I don't remember a player ever doing that. Do you? I don't know.
Well, Antonio Brown not at halftime.
He can play right there on the field.
Right there on the field.
Check off his uniform. Vontae Davis, known also for Hard Knocks when the it was Joe Philbin and the Dolphins, and they cut him on Hard Knocks, and they brought him in. They showed him getting cut. I don't think they've ever have they done that since? Have a guy come in and the coach?
I don't know. I haven't watched the last 2 years.
Well, this was back in
this is a while back. This is when I was watching him religiously
or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a sad story. That's a really sad story. 35 years old. You're just way, way, way too young. Anything else that we did not hit on? The Yankees have won 5 straight. The Dodgers continue to win. Just want to make me throw up. Both those teams just want to make me throw up.
Are you going to accept that they're going to be pretty good this year?
They are going to be really good this year, and I'm going to be miserable for most of the season.
You don't have
they were never not going to be
focus
good.
Focus on them. You're going to be miserable all year then.
It's going to take a tremendous amount of injuries for them not to be the best team in baseball.
I don't wish that on them, but
the Yankees are going to be good. The Dodgers are going to be incredible. And, it's going to be – I mean, other teams are going to be good too. I'm worried about my own team. I'm just worried about getting in the playoffs. That's it.
Did you guys –
it's good news yesterday that Justin Verlander threw 52 pitches in 3 innings. A little bit high of a pitch count, but that's – he may have been working on stuff too, so that's good. And Garcia was threw 15 pitches. It may sound like nothing, but the Astros are saying he's ahead of schedule for where he should be. So this is it's good. It's good. You have a chance to Luis Garcia ahead of schedule, Justin Verlander, I guess, on schedule, but moving forward. So these are both good things.
Did you guys see the Athletics? This Estuary Ruiz, he got 3 hits in his first 7 at-bats. He's got a 1,200 OPS. You know what they did? Sent him down. He's playing too well for
You're too good.
He's too good. He's just too good. He's got a 1,232 OPS, and they said, nah, you got to go.
Well, it's about that. it's kind of early for them to do it, but the Spurs kind of doing something similar. Like, hey, Sohan, Vassell. I mean, we've been playing competitive basketball. You're done. We're trying to stay in that top 4, top 3 area. If you guys keep playing, we might fall out. So, bye. Just sit down for the rest of the year.
Have you guys heard, what's the hype on the, it's nowhere near what it was last year for Wemby.
The draft?
Yeah.
It's considered one of the worst drafts in a bit.
And the Rockets are considered, I guess Reed Shepard has even fallen past them now. That's how bad he was in that game. I'm not going to go by that one game. If you had your druthers for the Rockets this draft, wouldn't it be for a shooter, an outside shooter?
I like a shooter
on a team.
Being
nice to have a marksman.
I like a shooter on a team. I just don't know. They're just not going to be able to play early.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody they get in this draft is going to play.
That's
yeah.
It's not where we're sitting right now.
No.
You're not going
and
to.
And yet this is still a 500 team.
Whitmore's got to play. Amen's got to play. Van Vliet's going to play. Jalen's playing as long as he's a Rocket. And if he's not a Rocket, Cam Whitmore's playing. Like, if you get a guy, he needs to be able to play between the 1 and the 2. And if Amen's going to. Amen's basically just 1, 2, 3. I don't know what. I just know Amen grabs a ton of boards. Are we sure Amen's done growing also?
He's still very young.
The guy feels like 6'8". He feels like he's about 6'10".
And he's doing pretty damn good at power forward. I don't know about moving him to point.
I mean, that's his natural position, but it's. Well, I don't know if there is a natural position for him. Yeah, you probably want a combo 1-2 type guy.
Yeah.
Who can swing that way.
I don't know. I just like to get a shooter for a change. A guy who hit 42, 43%.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, but those guys are out there. And the Rockets never seem to get them. And they take all kinds of threes. Get one of those guys.
Who's the last Rocket that was in a 3-point shootout in the All-Star game?
Was there one? Has there ever been one?
I don't remember a Rockets 3-point shooter. Was Eric Gordon ever in one?
Oh, yeah, he was. Eric Gordon was.
Eric was? Okay.
Yeah. Eric Gordon has.
I think he was, yeah.
Yeah.
Not Corey Brewer, I don't think.
Oh, no.
Was Josh, headband Josh, Josh Smith, was he ever
was
in a
Mucci?
3-point? Was Josh Smith in a 3-point shooter?
No, he wasn't. No. Was Steve ever?
Nope.
Was Steve in a three-point? Oh, he was in a, no. in a dunk slam contest. Dunk. Yeah. He was in a slam dunk.
Eric Gordon won the 2017 three-point contest.
Yeah, that's right. He did win.
Yeah.
There you go. Rocket. What Rocket has ever won a slam dunk contest? None.
None? Ever?
No Rocket.
No Rocket?
What Rocket competed in the very first comeback three slam dunk contest? The one that came back in 1983, I believe. When the dunk contest came back, I didn't miss these at all. I wrote about it in my junior high
I don't know.
Paper.
Well, Kenny Smith was in the 93 dunk contest and the three-point contest. He participated in both.
In 93 with the Rockets, okay, because he won it with the Kings.
Well, yeah, he doubled up.
It was between the – wow, I don't remember Kenny Smith doing that, but it was Ralph Sampson was in the first dunk contest. Larry Nance won it. Dr. J was, like, second. And then Ralph
was 83 was the first one?
Yeah, I mean, they had one previously with David Thompson.
I remember Larry Nance winning it, yeah.
When they came back, yeah, Ralph was in the first one, but they didn't show it live. You just got to, like, Ralph did a 360 dunk, and he was – eliminated early. They just showed a few dunks for different guys. But and then Larry Nance won it by dunking with one hand and then another hand. You go back and look at even Jordan versus Dominique. I'll admit this. A lot of power dunks from Dominique. Jordan did some really cool stuff. But when you compare it to what they're doing now, it's literally – now, you got people who will do nothing but work on this. Michael Jordan
– now you got to – he doesn't even play in the league.
Right.
What do you mean?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And if you notice, most of these guys are not very good players.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they concentrate on dunking.
Well, Jaylen Brown was in it, and he tried to bring the star quality back, except he was terrible.
Jalen Green needs to do it.
No, he did do it. You forgot.
No, but he needs to do it now. He's a different guy now.
No, Jalen sucked. He was horrible.
But
it's embarrassing.
He's better now.
No, you didn't watch it. You have to try to do crazy dunks. Jalen was awful. He cannot do this anymore.
Now he's a different guy. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Just take his dunks from in games as opposed to what he did in the contest.
What? We're too good for dunk contests. Ime's new. You know what? If you got one where you can defensive slide drill and get your hand in the open passing lane contest, that's Amen Thompson's going to win that. Tip. Do they have a loose ball award where you also try to tip balls that are thrown in the passing lane or grab offensive boards? That's what Ime Udoka wants his players to do. Oh, do you have that contest of the All-Star Weekend? No. Yeah, it's not a cool...
That's not cool.
...slide, get on the floor after the loose ball. Amen Thompson would destroy everybody, him and Tari Eason. It'd just be full of Rockets. Amen Thompson, Tari Eason, Jock Landale. I'm going to put him in there.
No, Jock Landale. Did you have... Jabari. Did you guys get taken by any April Fool's jokes?
No, they don't do them anymore.
I did see one... That said, the Texans have traded Kenyon Green. And
people are too serious
for Derrick Brown.
They're not for
do what
for Derrick Brown, the defensive tackle. I mean, there a couple I saw. I didn't, but I
knew right away.
But then I got to them and pointed out that they're a joke on the show. Like I really wanted this one to be true, and we talked about it yesterday that Florida Atlantic and USF were going to play a football game on an aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah,
like they used to do with basketball, except they were in port, not in. But this one, they're going to actually be moving. In the Atlantic Ocean while playing the game, I really wanted that to be true.
Because I did see the aircraft carrier with the football field on it.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Well, FAU, their official account, tweeted it. And I was praying that Tom Herman had agreed to this.
Did you hear Darko's?
The coach for
He's got jokes.
For the Raptors?
He's got jokes. Here's Darko Rajakovic. Here's him after practice yesterday.
Offense and defense. I praise guys for doing amazing job defensively as a part of April Fool's Day. 135 points was definitely not something that we are aspiring to. But all jokes aside, we really focused on talking about what we need to do better defensively. Majority of that being transition defense. Not allowing easy points, just having responsibilities, what we need to do there.
Okay.
And then practice just walk through
now,
a couple
don't
of
you,
things.
I mean, honestly, I like Ime, but don't you wish we had Darko as a head coach?
I want a serious guy. Nope.
No, but I want to hear him every day.
No, because he'd be joking with the players. Oh, well, yeah.
I want to hear
just
that.
Hear him
I
talk.
Hear,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he was.
That's an aesthetic thing.
You heard him, the joke he made about defense. In reference, the reference was because in their last two games, they gave up 145 and then 135.
They tell them what great defense they play.
I joke. I praise the guys. A joke. It's terrible. It is a terrible team. I joke and tell them they're good. They're bad. Very bad.
You mean 140 over two games? Yeah. An average of 140 is bad?
April Fools, you suck.
Don't you wish we had that?
Well, yeah, but yes. Also, like, I liked it. We needed Ime Udoka.
Have Darko?
No, we need Ime to get things.
He's never joking like that.
Would you
that.
Rather have Darko or your
we
coach?
Had jokes.
Ime's like Belichick.
No, would you rather have Darko or your coach calling LeBron a soft-ass boy? Which one would you rather want?
Soft-ass
boy. Darko.
No.
Yes.
Ime Udoka. You're going to get in trouble with the Rockets again.
I don't care. I don't care. I want Darko. I want to hear him every
just
day.
Just watch him on YouTube.
You suck. We're a team
just
suck.
Watch him on
everybody
YouTube.
Suck.
You want
that's all.
You want Darko
good
to
night.
Talk about Scotty Barnes as the face of the league?
Scotty
yeah,
Barnes,
said that
face
out
of
loud.
League.
Jalen
yes.
Green, face of league?
Yes. Jalen Green. LP. Oh, very good. Great player. Great player. Switches wonderfully. Turkey, great country.
I don't know if we want to play
yes.
those games.
Yes.
I've had my fill of that game.
I know you have. I know you have. We got to break it here. And we got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Lance, you need to talk about Vanderford.
Vanderford Air is a great company. Vanderford Air is a company who, it's an air conditioning company, one that you can trust. I recently had them come out to my home. I wanted them to check through everything. And what they do is the checkpoint system they give you is fantastic. They go through clean lines. They do work for you. They tune up the air conditioner. And if you have any issues, if you know you have issues, and we're headed into the hot season, and you know how long it lasted last year, you cannot afford to have a weak air conditioner, one that's not working properly, because number one, it's going to stay on all day long and your electric bills are going to be sky high. The second thing is you're going to be paying that much money. And let's face it, if it's not working properly, you're not going to be cool like you should be. Vanderford Air will come out, find out what's going wrong. If there's anything going wrong, what they'll do is they'll give you a price to fix it. And if it can be fixed, they will tell you it can be fixed. If it can be fixed, but you also want to get a price for what a new system might look like, they can give you a price and on that. They change out the lines up in the attic. Everything's brand new. It's beautiful. But the best part is they're going to find a unit that is right for your home. They check the heat loads in every room so that you get the right type of system size-wise that makes the most sense for you, not only from a cooling standpoint, but from an efficiency standpoint. It's Vanderford Air. This is a company you can trust. They have 0% financing available for you. Ask about details for that. Never any emergency charges also. So if something's going wrong with your AC, you can give them a call. They're not going to hit you with these crazy rates because it's an emergency. That's the difference with Vanderford Air. Go to VanderfordAir.com or call 281-557-COOL.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
To a professor in Japan, by the year 2531, everyone in Japan is going to be named Sato. The surname grew at an alarming rate between 2022 and 23 of 0.83%. And by the year 2531, everyone is going to be Sato-san.
So surname means last name.
Last name.
Right? So are people changing their name to Sato?
Well, apparently the Sato males
are
really
procreating, huh?
Procreating at a level never before.
Who are they
known.
Pranked? Who are they praying to, John? Who's the patron saint of procreation?
Oh.
Who are they praying to?
Who is it?
Sato?
Sato-san.
They're praying to Jalen.
Jalen
oh,
is.
No.
Oh, that's right.
We're not doing that joke still.
Yeah, we
We're
forgot
off
that,
joke. That
already. 25% of Gen Zers say they're going to need a therapist to deal with filing taxes this year.
That can't be true.
True. Yep. Here's the you Gen Zers out there, they need therapy to get through tax season, and they should, and government should help out in it. I think Joe Biden said he's gonna give everybody therapy money.
I don't think he said that.
Apparently,
therapy money.
UK minister says people should not be arrested just because they smell. Do you feel like smelly people should be arrested?
It's offensive, but I don't know if it gets up to the point of an arrest. Maybe a citation. You get fined for stinking. I think that's embarrassing enough.
Well, that would be embarrassing enough, but citation? Is that a big enough deterrent?
If you got hit with the $150 fine for stinky, I think it would change things for people.
Stop stinking, people. Just take a bath or something.
Put on some deodorant.
Throw a little deodorant on. You hear about this guy that people think is cheating because of a vibrator that he's using?
Cheating on what?
Cheating at chess.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's been out there, and yeah. It's implanted.
Yeah.
Well, it's not implanted, it's inside of him.
Yeah. Well, inside apparently...
A vibrator's inside
St.
of him?
St. Louis says that they're offering free vibrators to everybody. To make the level playing field for everyone.
Who's offering this?
St. Louis Chess... the St. Louis
Chess
Club.
Oh, I thought
it
was like Cindy's.
No.
Do
you want to play chess with a vibrator?
Where's the vibrator?
Just stop it.
John.
Do you want to play chess? And
stop,
I'm out.
John, don't do what you did.
Yeah, it's a...
He's the
A word. It's right there.
That's where you put it?
That's where you put it.
Mm. No, uh-huh. I don't want to play chess that
See,
way.
See, this is a News of the Weird story, but not to me. Apparently, a bride is upset. The groom left the wedding early to go to the bar with his friends.
How early?
Well, I don't know. He skipped part of their wedding day because he went to the pub with his boys.
That ain't making it.
It doesn't seem like that's that weird to
that's
me.
Not gonna make it.
That's not going to be a long
I don't know that that wedding, that marriage is going to make
She's
it.
She's never going to let him forget. It's over before it began.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he's leaving you for the... If he's leaving the wedding...
He can't even hang out with you on the biggest day of your life. He can't even.
He can't even do that.
He can't spend that time with you. It's over.
That's a bad foreshadowing right
yeah.
there.
I don't think this is going to last.
This is as good as it's going to get for you, and I still left.
Unless she doesn't really want him around that much, then it's fine.
Well, unless this was an arrangement, like a green card
No,
marriage.
This was an English. He went to the pub.
It's not a green card marriage?
Not a green card marriage.
Because then it would make some sense.
Yeah, but nah. Listen, he's enthusiastic about the pub with his buddies.
Or he really doesn't like you very much.
Or that's it. Time to talk about Houston Safe and Lock. I like them. I like Derek. Derek texted me. He said, hey, the Final Four is coming. So last week we did the Sweet 16. Anybody wanted to buy a safe, they picked the winner of the big game on April 8th, men's basketball championship. They would get 50% off their safe. Well, now there's only four teams left. Four teams left. Do you think you could pick the winner? Yeah, you think you can. Well, guess what? If you buy a new safe from Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock, which is on Wharton I-10, or Houston Safe and Lock, which is on Westheimer and the Beltway, you buy a new safe from Derek, you pick the winner of the April 8th game, and you the men's basketball championship, and you are going to get 50% off that safe. Listen, if you need one, now's the best time ever. Go to Houston Safe and Lock or King Safe and Lock and get your safe on, because you are going to get 50% back if you can pick the winner of the April 8th game. My friends, there's never been a better time to buy a safe. If you need one, this is it. New safe, Houston Safe and Lock, 50% off if you pick the winner of the championship game on April 8th of the men's basketball tournament. Good night.
ESPN. 97.5.
Bye, bitch.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.